underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about healing the wound. I'm pretty sure that when I say healing the wound, we're all wondering, oh, healing what wound? What is he talking about? Well, this is the type of wound that if you heal from, you're not going to worry about cancer. You're not going to worry about fibromyalgia, you know, however you say it, you know what I mean. You're not going to worry about all the sickness and disease because this root is the root that drives you into sin. And sin opens you up to all those diseases and sicknesses and all that. Because you see, the Bible says that the love of money is a root of all kind of evil. See, it says is a root, not the root. And today we're going to the root. That's the one we're going to. And it is a pileup of revelations because before you get to the healing, you got to know what the wound is. And before you get to the wound, you have to understand what brings about the wound. So take a seat, hang on tight, and just give it some time because this took me some years to be able to comprehend and even took me some time to be able to put into a way where I can deliver this message. So hopefully I'll be able to deliver it properly. We have to take it all the way back. In order to understand what brings about the wound, you have to understand, you have to go to the heart of what makes a man, what makes a woman. If I were to ask you, what really makes a man, would you tell me, oh, it's the voice, it's the height, it's the muscles, it's the way he looks. Okay, so what makes a woman? The way she looks too, her hair, her voice. Well, what if I were to tell you that is all that and more? Because all I just said is nothing but the physical characteristic of what makes a man and a woman. Because a man is made of the physical, spiritual, and soul. These three has to come together. If you ignore the soul, the heart of a man, and you ignore the spiritual aspect of it, that's what brings about confusion. That's why you have so many people out there thinking they're male or they're female, trapped in the female physical body because they're completely confused. They're only looking at the physical aspect of things. They think all they have to do is go have a plastic surgery, make themselves look like a female or make themselves look like a male. And there you have it. No, you missed it. You missed the soul part and you missed the spiritual part. Because we have to take it back in order to understand the heart of what really makes a man. To go to the soul of them, you have to go to the beginning. I mean, way back. Way before Mickey Tison could do the boom boom and Michael Jackson could say, hee hee, come on. You know, let me pause for this. We have to take it back. Way back from the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Did you catch it? He said, let us make man in our image. according to our likeness. You are made in the image of God. Read the Bible, you will see. When you see God on the throne, He looks like a man. He made us in His image and in His likeness. We are like God. Now, when you look into it, you dig in it, you will find that God put His characteristics in us. The soul of a male embodies the warrior, the mighty, the powerful, the strong character of God. That's what He put in the man. That's the heart of the man. And when you look at the woman, look how she moves. She's asking you, am I pretty enough? Am I not beautiful? Am I not breathtaking? Do this. Take this example, okay? You wake up in the morning, early morning, right? You get your woman. I'm just talking to the male. You get your woman and you go early morning and you watch the sunset. And when the sun sets, you tell her how beautiful the sunset is. But then you tell her that this beauty is nothing to compare with her beauty. And that if you could, you will snatch it and put it at her feet to show her how beautiful she is. And you just busted her fountains wide open. And woman, try this. Tell your man how strong and powerful and mighty he is, and that he is your knight in shining armor. And here he goes, doing your bidding. Why? Because a man, he wants to be reminded. He wants to be told that he is dangerous, that he is strong, and that he is a force to be reckoned with. He is a warrior. When you talk like that, you're talking to his heart, that he is wild, that he cannot be controlled, that he is the beast. Yeah, you're talking to the man, because that's what makes him a man. That's the essence of a man. The physical part is not enough. You need that soul in there. And tell the woman how beautiful she is. When she wakes up, she will put all those makeup and pearls and do her hair and all that. What do you think she's trying to communicate to you? She's asking you, am I not beautiful enough? Am I not enough? Am I not breathtaking? She wants to be beautiful. Romance, glamour. That's why women love jewelry so much. The beauty of it. To adorn herself with beautiful things, decorate herself, shine, to glow. Because that's the heart of a woman. Now watch God, you will see it. When you read your Bible, you see how mighty. He said He saved His people out of Egypt with what? With an outstretched hand. He demonstrated His power when He saved His people out of Egypt. He demonstrated that. On the mountain, what happened? The mountain smoked. The mountain trembled. That's the power of God. He put that power and might in danger. The God is dangerous. He put that in the man. He embodies that side. But then when you read the book of Revelation, the New Jerusalem, the city, heaven, you walk on what? On gold. He made gold and diamonds and what? Rubies, gemstones. He made that. He made it His construction material. What does that tell you? That God loves the glorious things, the beautiful things, that glamour. that glory, that beauty, he put that in a woman. The woman embodies that. That's the essence, the soul of a woman. All that will make room to make you understand what really took place in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasing to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Did you catch it? She took of the fruit. Adam was with her. She ate it. Adam was with her. And when she finished eating, she gave it to Adam, who was with her. You know, the heart that God gave a man and the heart that he gave to the woman, our souls, the soul, the essence of a man and the essence of the woman, it comes with a responsibility. That power and might that God gave you as a man comes with the responsibility of being the protector, the provider. And that heart and essence that he gave to the woman comes with the responsibility of being the nurturer. And that ties up to what happened right in the Garden of Eden. Because Adam was standing there. Eve was being deceived by the serpent. And Adam stood there. And that wounded Eve. Because Adam stood there, he didn't protect her. Because remember, the heart of a woman, am I not pretty enough? Am I not worthy to be saved? Adam, you didn't say nothing. You let the woman eat it. And she gave it to you. And you took a bite of it. And then you realize, oh, what have I done? What have I done? I didn't protect her. But then he was wounded and the woman was already wounded. That's the wound I'm talking about. Because from that point on, Adam is now in fear of failing Eve ever again. And Eve is now in fear of not being enough, not being worth saving ever again. That's why women struggle with control, because they want to control how things is going so they don't get hurt, they don't get abandoned, because she's wired to be saved by Adam. And each time Adam fails to save her, she gets wounded. But it all started in the Garden of Eden. And that wound of fear of failing. Look, every single man that you will see in this world, you will tie them up to that single wound, fear of failing. That fear of failing, fear of not being a provider, fear of not putting food on the table, will drive the man to go out and steal, will drive the man to go out and commit a crime, will drive a man to go out and be a workaholic and forget about his family. Because he's so afraid of not being a provider. That fear drives man into sin. That fear got passed down from Adam all the way to us. Look at the woman. Why is she putting makeup on herself? She's afraid of not being enough. She's afraid of not being worthy. That's why she's putting all that. I want to be pretty enough. I don't feel like I'm pretty enough. You are enough. You are a woman. That's enough. You don't need makeup. If you needed it, God would have created you with makeup. It's the devil lying to you. And that fear contaminates everything you touch. the same way it contaminated everything Adam and Eve touched. Now the children came along, and they raised the children with that seed of fear. And with fear comes hatred, bitterness, and the list goes on. But that's the root of it. And nowadays, that fear grew into what? The love of money. That's not even nowadays. It grew up into the love of profit. And it turned into love of money because it's modern days. Because of the fear of not being able to provide, the fear of not being able to be saved. So what do women do? They struggle with the control because they're afraid of not being able to be saved. So they take it up on their hands. I'm going to provide for myself, so I won't have to depend on no man to take care of me. But I'm sorry, you can't unwire what God wired in you. All you got to do is be healed from it. You got to embrace your heart as a woman. That's why when you see a woman that rejects her heart as a woman, she acts like a man. And no man wants that. You have to embrace your heart as a man and embrace your heart as a woman. That wound got passed down. That's why the Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalms 51, verse 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. That is to tell you that wound got passed down. It's not to say that you were born with a specific type of sin in you. It simply means that you were born with a seed. That seed came from Adam. It's like taking a crooked pole and planting it next to a vine that needs to grow. That vine is going to wrap itself on the crooked pole. And what's going to happen? The vine is going to be crooked also. So from the moment Adam got crooked, every vine, every seed that comes out of it will be crooked. It's not going to be straight. A perfect example nowadays, look at someone who's afraid of credit cards. He's afraid of credit cards, just that fear alone. He's going to tell his children to never get a credit card because he's going to find the reason why never to get it. There is high fees, there is all this, and you can have a bad credit, and you can do this, and you can do that. And the kids is going to carry it on. The bottom line is, that seed of fear contaminates your life in ways that you don't even know. It's a snowball effect. And parents usually think, oh no, my child is 18. He's out of my responsibility now. He's the way he is. I don't know what happened to him. Well, what happened to him is you raised him with the seed of fear and hatred and bitterness in him. That's why he turned out to be a racist too. You're responsible for your child. You raised him. Doesn't matter how old he is. You put seeds in him. So when you trace the wound, you go all the way to Adam and Eve. Until Jesus came and died for us, and Jesus gave us the way out. We can break that curse. We can heal from it. Now that we see what the wound is, we can now find healing from it. Because Jesus Christ told us all we got to do is go to him. And the Bible also says, perfect love casts out fear. And who is perfect love? God. God alone is the healer. He created you and he knows how he created you. He can reset you back to your normal. He can take out those fears. Because the man is so afraid of not being able to provide that he's out there in love with money, ready to do anything, to steal, to sell his soul. For something, for what, a piece of paper? God never told you you're not going to be able to provide. Heck, God is the one who's going to provide for you, and you're going to provide for your family. Because God needs to be the head of your family. If God is the head of your family, he's going to make sure that you are provided for. He said, look at the sparrows, the birds. He feeds them. So how much more will he feed you? How much more will he provide for you? All you have to do is let go of that fear. It's okay to be afraid, but it's what you do when you're afraid it is dangerous. Take that fear to God. And that fear didn't just come alone. Came with hatred and bitterness, because if you're afraid of, an example, if you're afraid of something, most likely you're going to hate that thing because you don't want it next to you. And there comes fear and hatred, and those are building blocks or spiritual strongholds. And before you know it, you build a stronghold around yourself, thinking that you are safe, but you're not. You imprison your own self. So break it down. Go to God. Take those fears and hatred and whatever it is, bitterness, give it to God. And God will heal you. God will take it away and he will heal you, because those fear and hatred and bitterness are poisoning your spirit, your soul, and in return is poisoning you physically and make you sick. And you wonder why you're sick. That is the wound. That is the emotional wound that drives a man to be a sinner. And all you got to do is ask God to heal you. Go to God. Develop a relationship with him. But don't get it twisted. The healing is not overnight. Because before you hit that root, you have to get rid of all the extra that already came along with it. Because that root is a seed, remember. And that seed is not a seed anymore. It's a tree. That's why it's a root. You got to take down the tree all the way down to the root. Amen. There is a prayer of healing on the website, undergroundpreacher.com, under prayer collection. That same prayer of healing that God gave me when I was going through the healing process is the same one I gave on that website. So take advantage of it. And Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. I'm out.